I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment
you don't,
they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth,
like,
and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And everything's up and running. Hey, welcome aboard, folks. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can watch each day, and I greatly appreciate you watching and listening here at Chosen Generation Radio. And it's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and all across all of our media, social media, as well as we are celebrating 5 years on TECN-TV. 5 years we've been on TECN-TV.
Wow.
And pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah. So great to be with all of you today. All right. Well, we have a lot scheduled for today. Rick Manning will be with us. We'll talk about the State of the Union. Something else that a lot of people don't know about is that in that budget that they, the temporary budget they pushed through, is $15 million so that they can put RFID chips in every cattle across the country. So mandatory, whether the rancher wants it or not, so they can track the cattle and kill the cattle because, of course, you know, climate change and they got to control our food supply. Oh, yeah, it's scary stuff. Anyway, we'll get into some of that stuff. I've actually got a rancher who has put out that information, and I'll play that video for you coming up. In addition to that, Dr. David Wormser will be with us. We'll talk more about what's happening in Israel. We'll talk about China. We'll talk about their movement of ships into the Middle East in support of the Houthis and Iran. It just continues to get crazy, which is why we need to have this conversation, Ken, you and I, as it relates to this, the spiritual warfare and the battle that we are in. I know you sent out something about EMTs. I've talked about this quite a bit. As a matter of fact, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, the late Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, but he was on the Nuclear Commission, has been for roughly 40 years, but he's talked about EMTs. He was constantly in D.C. Trying to get them to pay attention to, you know, to the danger of what's coming across the border, what's at our border. And it's very real. But you and I've talked a lot about the fact that, you know, yes, we need to be prepared in the physical, but the reality is that all of this starts with satanic and demonic plans before it's ever manifest in the flesh. Talk about that, if you would, for a minute.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that maybe we need to explain to a few of the listeners and viewers is just how serious EMT is. You know, one of the things I was wondering out loud to people when the Chinese had their balloon, their so-called climate balloon, accidentally fly over sensitive sites. What if one of those balloons, which, by the way, there has been another balloon that has crossed the country since then from China.
Yep.
It didn't just stop. It continued. When one thinks about that. What if their idea was to see how easy it would be for them to perform something with EMT from that balloon? Remember, a balloon is not reliant upon electrical energy or anything else to fly, correct? So why don't you remind everyone, Greg, as to how one EMT attack can influence and impact a majority of the United States? It's not just like something that happens over a city or a county, not even a state.
It's something there's something else too to what you were saying. And this was, you know, it was brought up, but I don't know how much it was highlighted, certainly not in mainstream media. And that is that the our pseudo leadership that exists right now made sure that those balloons were destroyed.
Yeah.
What,
after they picked everything up.
Well, the interesting thing to that is that they didn't gather any intel. They didn't save any of the technology. They didn't even, from everything we could determine, they didn't even attempt to capture, to try to find out what were those balloons actually doing and what technology was on board. They just destroyed them. Now,
they certainly weren't telling us.
No, well, and so, you know, now we know, just to add to this, I've seen documentation and video of how many Chinese nationals are coming across our border. They are being flown to South American countries to come up. There's video. Ben Berkowitz did an interview. No, not Ben Berkowitz. There, I forget the name of the gentleman, but a fairly famous YouTube, TikTok, real person put up video of an interview that they did with one of them that said, "Look, my name needs to be blurred. I need to be somehow protected in this, but you know, I'm actually running for my life." But the broader majority of these are Chinese military age that are being brought into this country, and one should be very, very concerned about that. And so when you talk about this, number one, you've got the potential for these balloons coming over. Now you've got their military operators on the ground able to take control of those over air and essentially guide them to exactly where they want them to go off over the most critical infrastructure areas in our country, and then set off, and the EMP, the electronic magnetic impulse bomb that they're going to send off. The purpose of it is it would obliterate all of our electronics. It would take out all, you know, the cell phone outage that we experienced last week is a precursor to what they would be able to do. But it wouldn't just be that. If you've got, you know, I've got a well, without a hand pump or an ability to manually bring the water up out of the water, your mechanisms are done. Your mechanisms are shot. That's what it would do.
Think of what it would do to a full electric car.
Well, and you know, I have to say that there's an irony in that, because China is one of the biggest proponents of these electric vehicles. So in to some degree, it creates a real question in my mind regarding how viable is it for them to set off an EMP. I mean, setting off an EMP in America would essentially mean then that the American market would be dead to them relative to the electron, because the entire electric infrastructure in our country would have to be completely rebuilt.
But if it's not destroyed in China, gee, just how much of a how much headway do they have over us in defending ourselves? Like 100%?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be very, very difficult. You're talking about planes going down. You're talking about trains stopping in their tracks. You're talking about every kind of communication just ending like that and not able to be restored without rebuilding an entire new network. Gee, how long would that take?
Oh, well, to that side, we are already fully dependent on the Chinese, because we got sold out by the Clintons and then by Bush and then the job finished by Obama when it comes to essential materials and the creation of those. And it's not as though we don't have the minerals here in the United States to be creating them, but the manufacture piece, the harvesting piece, was eradicated by our own government. So, it's
something you start up tomorrow.
Nope.
And go through. And this, you know, this kind of brings us to our point. It wouldn't take very many explosions and EMT detonation to cover the entire United States. They would have to have a separate one for Hawaii, a separate one for Alaska. But even anything over the United States would also cross the borders into Mexico and Canada. I mean, those frequencies, they don't go by borders. They go by region that the blast can impact. And if I'm correct, Greg, it would take just a couple detonations to cover the entire United States, just a couple. I mean, one can just impact an extraordinarily large amount of real estate. We're talking a lot of states all at once. That's what I understand. Yeah. Either way, what we want to talk about is the spiritual aspect of it. There's a type of warfare, territorial intercession, that my wife and I do. And at times, our prayers are that what is being developed by those that serve the realm of darkness, we are asking that those products using technology would be scrambled. We are sending out our own missiles, godly missiles, guided with warheads that are capable of scrambling the communication and the work of that which is coming against us from the realm of darkness. And I can honestly tell you that at this point in time, it works. since we have no idea what date our enemy has in mind of using these EMTs, I can almost guarantee you that if Trump wins the presidency, he isn't going to be playing games with Chinese balloons. He's not going to allow a balloon to cover the entire United States first without being brought down like Biden did. I would think that he would want to bring that up during the next campaign, the election campaign coming up. My opponent was willing to allow that balloon to violate our airspace all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast, and then they dropped it down in the ocean. How do you spell stupid? I think that was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. I don't believe that President Trump would allow such a thing to occur. So that if China had it developed and created in order to explode an EMT over the United States, the balloon would be down before it had a chance to be detonated. That's what I'm thinking could or would happen. But in the meantime, it behooves us to pray that all communications would be scrambled, that our own weapons that we have in the spirit would have the capability of even impacting things in the natural. And I know it does. I know it does from my own experience. This might be a new novel idea to a lot of those listening and watching. They wouldn't think that praying something in the supernatural is going to have an immediate effect upon the natural, but it can. And if it's prayed in faith, it will actually accomplish that. So when it comes to EMTs, one other thing I wanted to add to that, I believe the Holy Spirit just reminded me of this right now. He said, my son, didn't I have you not only launch my missiles, my godly missiles, to expose things, to help make things better, et cetera, et cetera, but didn't I suggest that you stage them? In other words, I can launch a missile, but it won't detonate until a period of time down the road. I've already set it up. For example, that if there is an EMT that's being prepared, those missiles, or those warheads will seek out that EMT at that point in time and then detonate, explode, and do the scrambling to undo a major delete on everything that our enemy meant to do to us to begin with. We can actually pray this way, and God will honor our faith. If we have the faith to believe that he will do this, he will. So I'm sending a weapon into the atmosphere. Maybe 30,000 feet up or something like that. And my prayer is, Lord, when something is launched to come over the United States and explode, and the EMT would explode, would detonate, if that is their plan, that those missiles, that our own godly weapons, would seek that out, and because it's in the spirit, it can be there in less than a second, and would instantly detonate, scramble everything so that it ends up being a non-event. can't accomplish what our enemy has planned for it to accomplish. And I tell you, if we had a lot of people watching who had the faith to believe that God would do that and would join with us, join their faith with ours in accomplishing that, it's going to happen. It will happen, Greg. So
we got about 5 minutes.
Now, you've been looking at something.
I have Dr. Peter Pry giving his in-depth analysis on the threat.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the videos of that, and I am putting those up right now. I didn't realize that I knew that they were somewhere, but I have uncovered them.
Yahoo.
And one of these goes all the way back, Ken, to September 8th, 2021.
Okay.
Talking about how to defend our grid.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got just a couple. Well, no, actually, because the next half hour, I'm fairly clear. So, but I want you to pray this prayer, and I do believe by faith that we can. And we should be suspending the efforts and the plans. You know, there was, God went into the valley of the enemy of the Israelites and caused such confusion amongst all those that had gathered together to destroy Israel that they turned on one another and destroyed one another. There is such a thing in all of this as the enemy of my enemies is my friend. And I think understanding that about who we're battling, we're battling with Iran and China and these Houthis and Hamas and all of these different entities. But it's good for us to understand none of them like each other.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, they are not friends. They are strategically aligned because their hate for us is greater than their hate for one another. But the reality is that once they feel as though they have us conquered, they're going to turn on each other anyway.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
We've seen this in the Mideast forever.
Well, yeah, when the preposterous thing that's stated is as well, you know, when if everyone would just lay down and become, you know, Muslim or you know, follow Islam, then there would be peace. Except that there is no peace in any Muslim country.
No,
period.
There's
disinformation and lies and them pretending, but it's the same thing as they pretend in Russia.
That's exactly right.
Go ahead. We're going to go a little bit over in the half an hour, and that's fine. I really want you to pray this prayer, and folks, I really encourage you to pray this prayer with us.
You bet. Father God, right now, all of us join together in agreement in launching missiles from your armory, a heavenly armory, into the atmosphere, stratosphere, 30,000 plus feet up, staged to stay up there and to be ready to scramble every EMT device that is heading towards the United States or getting launched to a particular location over the United States. Every single one, as many missiles as it takes, Lord, to destroy each and every EMT device.
EMP.
EMT that is
P.
going to...
P. Huh? P as in Peter.
EMP.
Electromagnetic pulse.
Ah, electromagnetic pulse device.
Yes.
Every single one of those, Lord, that these missiles will detonate. And upon detonating in the presence of those EMP devices, that it would scramble the software and the hardware in those devices in order to make their efficacy null and void right now. And we lift these missiles up. We declare this as their purpose, all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh.
And for Amen. Those that are, and for those, just as we close this, the, for those that are wondering about these weapons, we turn to 2 Corinthians 10:4, which says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Mm-hmm.
Are not carnal. And yet we know that Paul instructs us to put on the armor of God, which is a helmet of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness, to gird our loins with truth, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel, to take up a shield of faith and a sword of the Spirit. So don't be, you know, thrown off by language or mm-hmm. or definition when we talk about things in the realm of the Spirit. Yeah. There, when you look at John's revelation, and you look at Revelation chapter 3, the description that he uses of those scorpions flying in the sky, you can correlate that truly. Remember that John would never have seen one of these.
That's right.
To a Black Hawk helicopter.
That's true.
The description that John uses as a first century person with that kind of limited vocabulary and understanding, and then you lay that over what we now see as a Black Hawk style helicopter, an attack helicopter, that's exactly what that scorpion thing that John describes looks like. Pretty crazy.
Amen.
All right. Yay. Praise God.
Yeah.
Next time when you're back in 2 weeks, I want to deal with the second matter that we were talking about, and that is the sudden death. And again, folks, if you missed the prayer that I prayed on Friday, you can go back. It's up at Rumble, and it is the prayer regarding vaccines and any vaccine you've ever taken that may have had a negative effect. This is a prayer to reverse those effects. And I really encourage you to watch it and pray along with it.
Right on.
All right.
Well, they can go to the freedomencounters.com website.
Amen.
Under what we do and prayers on the left side of the front page, and you can download it there, too.
And if you would like to go to Freedom Encounters and learn more about the Deliverance Ministry, you can do that as well. We encourage you to take the victory over spiritual conflict. We continue to get incredible feedback with regards to those seminars and those teachings. And once you've completed that, then we'll be happy to connect you with one of our Deliverance Prayer Ministers. And it could either be Ken or myself or one of our others across the country or around the world. All right, right. We're going to go. When I come back, I want to talk to you about tearing down strongholds and tearing down idols. And we're going to come out of the Book of Kings. So we'll be back with that coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
So up next, we have clans light. When you have different things
so
like
up next,
cancer
we have clans light.
When you have different things related, like cancer,
it can really help with inflammation
because
you're helping clean the body.
Clans light is a formula that's made
you're helping clean
the natural
body.
Clans light is a formula that's
basically
is
a
natural formulation
that's naturally
that
basically
is
that uses
and
different processes from polarization
Yay.
To heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things.
Yes.
That don't
I didn't realize.
So
when it happened, yeah, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Vimeo
we've been exposed
took
to
me down
war, and
off
the issue
their
is,
platform.
If there's a nuclear bomb,
they
or there's
yeah, they banned me
or
for life.
War in one country, it actually affects
oh,
everything up to the stratosphere.
No,
so we're all connected.
Talking about the vaccine and things
out.
Of that nature. Anyway,
you can pick up your
clothes
like
so the videos with Peter, the original videos with Peter,
pick up your clean slate today.
Were all done during that time.
Banks have tried to cancel myself and my pillow.
And so I did not know, what was going to happen with those. But praise God, I was just able to find them by figuring out what the dates were. And I'm putting those up on Rumble.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium size my pillows. I got a feeling the Rumble.
Now
is
just
going to surpass some of those this
or
year.
My king size regular $89.
I agree.
Now just $34.98.
Which would be
so
wonderful.
Go to MyPillow.com
I'd
now
love
and
to
use
see
the promo
that.
Code on your screen.
Yep.
Well, I'm just learning how to work this
to
page here and
offer.
Be able to talk
if
to you and,
right
and
now,
cut
gift
the sound to the ad
Thank
there.
You,
I'm
God
glad
bless.
To see you, Av. Some
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years.
Well,
I'm going to introduce you to a product that changed
which ones?
My life. The product's called Vibe.
Oh, well, yeah, but none of them that are giving me any money unless something
before
sells.
Before I discovered Vibe, I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablet.
Okay.
Wasn't really feeling
so,
any different. So I tried Vibe.
So
Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's full pressed, full food source, non-radiant,
well, I know on CloudHub, we're already up to 50,000.
It supports four areas of the body, cardiovascular health, immune health, anti aging and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in 32
Well, there isn't anybody on
EMUX. EVMUX
is not
EVMUX
is
the first
a
time I tried
studio
Vibe,
platform.
I had more energy in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
I started
it's
thinking
not,
clearer.
It's not
even
a,
believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRwellness.com.
Yeah, it's not.
Coupon
it's
code
not
chosen Gen Radio at checkout
to
receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRwellness.com. Coupon code chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food Administration.
Three Facebook pages, CloudHub. Getter, and then TECN.
Did you know you can get your tiny and love offering right
when
from your
I was
computer?
On before, we were running almost 50,000 per show on
TECN to support
as well.
Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation.
I don't know
now,
where they are now. The owner
Gray.
Of that, I got to jump. I got to go on. I got 10 seconds to go live.
Okay, we'll catch you later, buddy.
You got it. All right, let me get everything up and running. And there we go. No, not quite. Not quite. There we go. Okay. So, welcome back. I want to talk to you, and for those of you that are listening to this, I'll read the verses and tell you where they're coming from. For those of you that are watching, you will be able to see the verses and where we're coming from. Let's see. We are in 2 Kings, and we are going to be in 21:16 to begin. Okay. Here's why I want to bring this up, and it does have some to do with our prayer that we just prayed when we were working to dismantle the attacks of the enemy, but not just dismantle the attacks of the enemy, but also to address the issue of destroying their plans and destroying these, you know, these EMP bombs and things of that nature. And by the way, again, I just want to let you know, I will have, there are two videos that are going to be up here shortly that have to do with, let me see if I can, maybe I can, oh yeah, I bet I can. Okay. So there are two videos that are going to be coming up on Rumble that have to do, and I don't know if that's going to work or not. It may be too many, or maybe too much. But at any rate, we'll see here in just about 2 seconds. Upload. Yeah, it seems to be working. All right, so I will have videos up of Dr. Peter Vincent Pry and some others that were on during that program. This is an older show, and let me see. Yeah, I think that's going to work. I'll know in about 2 seconds. And did it work? Nope. It says that the title is too long. All right, so we'll drop out a couple of pieces there. And, yeah. Whoops. Sorry for the dead air. My apologies. Terrible, terrible, terrible. There we go. Okay, let's see if that works. Try that. And it worked. Okay. So at any rate, I have those going up, but the breakdown and taking down of idols. So let me jump into this and try to draw some correlations. This is Second Kings 21:16. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, beside his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin, in which doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house in the garden of Uzzah, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulameth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotba. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh did. And he walked in all the way that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them. And he forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Ammon conspired against him, and slew the king in his own house. And the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Ammon. So here you have a group that says, Ammon, you are doing such terrible and horrible things that we're going to... They killed him to get him out of office. Then you had another group of people that said, no, wait a minute, that was wrong. That shouldn't have happened. And so they slew the people that slew him. And the people of the land then made Josiah, his son, his king instead. Now, the rest of the acts of Ammon, which he did, are they not written in the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And he was buried in his sepulcher of the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah, his son, reigned in his stead. Let me find that. Fire of Molech in Kings. Let's see. Okay, 2 Kings. I didn't go back quite far enough. 2 Kings 21:6. And let me go back there for a second and show you. Okay, so Manasseh took over at 12 years of age. He reigned for 55 years. So what did he do? Well, all kinds of abominations. For example, he built up the high places that Hezekiah, his father, had destroyed. He made altars to Baal. He made a grove, as Ahab had done, where he worshipped in it. He built altars in the house of God and in Jerusalem and put his name on them. He built altars and courts in the house of the Lord. He made his sons, this is terrible, look at this. He made his son pass through the fire and observe times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. This is what Manasseh did. This is why God's judgment fell on him and what was taking place. So, and when it says that he made his son to pass through the fire, it's talking about the fire of Molech. And this was a ceremony where they would take the boys and they would make them pass through these two pillar things of fire that were coming up that were so close that as the boys went through, they would either be physically and emotionally scarred because their skin would be burning as they had to walk through, or they would ultimately burn to death. And the priests of Molech would beat the drums louder and louder and louder to drown out the screams of these kids. And this was something that was done. They demanded that fathers were engaged in doing this. Pretty horrific. So Josiah in 2 Kings 22:1 comes to become the king. So now we've had Manasseh and the horrific things that he did. And now we've had Ammon, and he continued to do those things. And some rabbinical teaching suggests that Ammon did even worse than his father, so much so that the people in Jerusalem could only stand it for 2 years before they killed him to get him removed from the throne. Now, there were others that stepped up and said, oh, wait a minute, no, I don't think we shouldn't have killed the king. Nonetheless, Josiah was 8 years old. So there was some time to pass as the people had no king, because you have Ammon, who becomes king at 22. At 24, he is eliminated. Josiah would likely have been his son, maybe when he became the king, remember that they began child rearing much younger than we're used to in this day and age. But nonetheless, he became the king at 8 years of age. And it says that he reigned for 31 years. Now, it goes on to tell us here that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. I want to just add this caveat, two things. One, Amon followed his father Manasseh and did evil in the sight of the Lord. Heritage and example are so critically important because these individuals, now Manasseh did not do what Hezekiah had done, but Hezekiah was a almost an aberration, if you will, to the others that were kings around him and what they had done. Manasseh, over his 55 years, turned Jerusalem and Judea, he turned Israel into just this very evil place by all the things that he built up. How do we correlate that to what's happening here? The abortions and the shedding of the blood of the innocent, the government stealing from us, the sodomy that has been codified into law, the efforts to try to tear us apart and break down the unity, the efforts to try to elevate the gender mutilation, destroying parental rights. Literally the list just goes on and on and on regarding all of the wickedness that is happening in our own country right now. And so now we have Josiah in Israel that came in and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And he turned not aside. Now, it's interesting, and we'll see this in just a minute. Josiah had been raised up with a grandfather. Fortunately, he was only 8 years old. But the people of Israel for 55 years had followed after Manasseh, who was wicked. Then they had 2 years of Amon, who was even more wicked. And now here comes Josiah. All of the individuals that were associated with the kingdom and associated with the palace and associated with the ruling class had all been for 55 years influenced, for 57 years influenced by either Manasseh or influenced by Amon. Stop and think about how that relates to what's happening in our country today. We haven't had really any form of truly righteous leadership in this nation in 40 years. And so we have generation upon generation. And even if you consider the years of Reagan and his talks about returning to God and the importance of that and all of those things and Jerry Falwell and James Kennedy and the moral majority and Hagee and all of those people who stood up, but particularly Kennedy and Falwell that led that moral majority, Pat Robertson, who was a part of that. If you set aside just from that small portion of our history, but if you go back past that, what you find is that we've been infiltrated for 60, 70, 80, almost 100 years as far as our education system and generation after generation. being pushed further and further away. The heightening of evolution, as I've talked about, the heightening of abortion, the heightening of the idea that, you know, we're just animals, and so we're just, kids are going to all have sex, and there's no such thing as that. These are all idols. So let me run through this, and I'll be hitting more on this. But so it came to pass in the 18th year. So here's Josiah, and all he knows and all the people around him know is the wickedness. So he looks and he says, okay, who was the last guy that did this right? Who was the last guy that was attempting to do things right? And he goes back to the Psalms of David, and he says, I'm going to walk in the way of David. And he says, and walked in all the way of David, his father. Why? Because they considered David to be, he said, I'm not Manasseh's grandson. I'm not Ammon's child. That's not who I am. I am aligning myself with King David. I am a child of King David, because it's the promise of David. It was the righteousness put upon David. David was the one who sought after God with all of his heart. That's who I want to be like, and that's who I'm going to be. I'm going to do everything like I think David would do it. And then it came to pass in the 18th year, so now he's 26 years old, that the king sent Japhon, the son of Azaliah, to the scribe in the house, and he said, go to the high priest, that he may take the sum of the silver which is brought into the house, and which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people, and let them deliver into the hands of the doers of the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord to repair the breaches of the house. So now they are trying to rebuild the temple, rebuild the house, and he gets the carpenters and the builders and the masons, and he says, look, let's invest back in getting this done. And howbeit there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered in their hands, because they dealt faithfully. And Hilkiah the priest said to Shaphan the scribe, I've found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. As we've been going through the ruins of this, I just found the book of the law. And he gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought it to the king. And he said, look, your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house. They delivered it into the hands of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king and said, Hilkiah, the priest has delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it to the king. And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he rent his clothes. Because what? He realized, man, here I was trying to do things right in the eyes of God. I was trying to do them because I was following what I thought David would do. But I was stumbling around in the dark because I didn't have this. And now that I see the words of the law, and I see the truth, and I see how we actually should be behaving and what really should be going on, oh my gosh. And he rent his clothes, and he told Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the servant of the king, and he said, inquire of the Lord for me and for the people concerning the words of this book that's found, for great is the wrath of the Lord that's kindled against us. God is not happy with what we've been doing, and God is not happy because we haven't done anything to actually correct it. And so they went to the prophetess, the wife of Shalem, Huldah, and they said to her, what shall we do? And she said, thus says the Lord, tell the man that sent you to me, behold, I'll bring evil upon this place and the inhabitants thereof, even the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read, because they've forsaken me and burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with the works. And so what does the king do? The king does an amazing thing. The king tears down the idols. He destroys every remnant of everything that is related to this evil that's being done. There's a whole lot more to talk about on this and a whole lot more to delve into on this. But I hope what we get out of this is two things. Number one, you can change. Yes, Josiah had a heritage of Manasseh and Ammon, but he chose to change direction. And in changing direction, okay, in changing direction, he changed the course of his nation. And then, secondly, the encouraging thing is that he was able to take action. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back. David Wormser should be joining me here momentarily. I'll be back with David right after this break.